Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Shabbos daf Ayin Dalet, Shabbos 74. And on today's daf, the Gemara goes into a discussion of the prohibited activities. And there's too many for us to discuss in depth, so we'll just pick one. That is the concept of HaKosher V'Hamatir, that our Mishnah lists that there's a prohibition of, amongst the 39 Avalochos, there's the prohibition of tying a knot and untying a knot. So our Gemara analyzes on the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, on the bottom of 74b, asks the Gemara, Kshira b'Mishkan Hecha Have, where was this prohibition? Where do we see it in the Mishkan, this prohibition of tying a knot? How do we see that in the tabernacle this was prohibited? So where was it as part of the construction of the Mishkan? So says Rava, Shekein Koshrin B'Sedos Oalim, that they used to tie the tent, the fabrics that were used as a covering for the Mishkan. They used to tie them on the tent pegs. They used to put a string at the end or a rope at the end of the curtains and tie it to the pegs of the tent, and that is what they would do. And so they didn't want it to flow too much in the wind, and that's how they would tie it. And that's the prohibition of tying a knot and also untying, because they would untie the knot when they would take apart the Mishkan. So the Gemara questions this. Hahu kosher almanas lahatiru, that's not really considered tying, because that's tying with the intent eventually to untie, because when the Jewish people were traveling in the desert, they took apart the Mishkan all the time, and so therefore they took apart the knots that they had tied. And so therefore, this is not a knot which is meant to last for a long period of time. It's not a kesher shel kayama. And we're going to learn later on 113a, that you're not going to be liable for a knot that was not meant to last. And so therefore, if that's the case, it can't be that we learn from this circumstance, from the tying of the rope to the tent pegs, that there's this prohibition of kesher, of making a knot on Shabbos. Now, when the Yerushalmi halacha beis, the Yerushalmi answers this question differently. There the Gemara says the answer of Rabbi Yasso, who says that since they were traveling all the time on the basis of the direction of God, Piyadibor, therefore this knot was like a kesher shel kayama. It was like it was a knot meant to last for a long period of time. However, Rabbi Yosa rejects this answer, and he says that really God promised them that they're soon going to enter into the land of Israel. And so therefore, since the knot was not meant to last forever, it was meant to last only until they were able to go into the land of Israel. So therefore, it was going to be considered like a kesher l'sha'ah, like just a momentary knot. The Gemara doesn't talk about what is the length of time that's considered to be a kesher shel kayama. How long does a knot need to last in order for it to be considered a knot that's meant to last? And Rashi on 111b explains that kesher shel kayama, this knot that's meant to last for a long time, is a knot she'inu matiru la'olam, that is never removed. And so there is a discussion, what does that mean? But presumably, some say that this is a knot that's a professional knot that's not meant to be that's not meant to be removed. We also should point out that at the end of the time, if they were in the end going to knot the curtains to the pegs, why don't we learn from here that if that's exactly what they were doing, they were taking the curtains and tying them to the pegs, why don't we learn from here that even a temporary knot should also be prohibited on Shabbos? So we need to say that the Chachamim understood that this temporary knotting of the curtains to the pegs is not considered like a chashuva, like a malacha that is distinguished. And the reason is because tying at its essence is not a malacha like that is creative, like building or weaving. It's a malacha of connecting. And so in a situation where the malacha is not actually connecting something, it's not going to be considered like a malacha. That's how the commentaries explain it. But that's not the answer that the that our Gemara here gives. That's the answer, going back, that's an answer that's in the Yerushalmi, that it was because they were planning on entering into the land of Israel. So what is our answer here? Abaye says that what's the source for tying in the Mishkan? Abaye says, Shekein Orge Yerio Shenifsko and Nima Koshremosa, that the weavers of the curtains, if they had a string or a thread that broke, they would retie it. So Rava says, Teiratz de Kosher, you've explained the answer of tying, matir maiko, remember, what about untying? And if you want to say the misramile trechute kitre bahade adati, that if they would happen while they were weaving it, they would find two threads woven together, and shari chad v'kater chad, they would remove, after they wove it, they would remove one of them and leave the other one without tying it. That couldn't be, because Hashafne Melch Basar Vadam Enos and King, you would never leave that like that before a king of flesh and blood. If they Melch Malch Makadosh Baruch Hu Enos and King, you would never do that before God. And in the making of the Mishkan, you would never leave it in such an unfinished manner. So what does Rabbi say? In the name of Rabbi Eli, Shekein Tzadei Chilazon, the trappers of the snail, which they would get the Tchelet for, Kosher Numatir, and they would tie and untie their knots. And so that's the source of the idea that this were, there is a malacha of tying and untying in the Mishkan. This comes up a lot with the question of a necktie. Are you allowed to tie a necktie on Shabbos? So some say no, it's that you can't because it's meant to last. Others say no, since it can so easily be undone, it would be permitted. And there's a big debate about this, and also about tying shoes. Some are strict not to tie a shoe. Others say shoe is not a professional knot. And every night, people undo the knot on their shoe.